This is Maryland Viewpoints, an in-depth discussion of the events and issues impacting our state. Now, from the studios of the Maryland News Network, this is Maryland Viewpoints with Meredith Marks.
Welcome to Maryland Viewpoints. I'm Meredith Marks. This week we are sitting down with Gold in Fight, an organization about getting in the ring, fighting for families, and KOing childhood cancer. Please welcome Mr. Michael Griffith. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, this all got started in 2016. Tell me all about Gold in Fight. Who came up with the idea?
So after I retired from the military and I was working in this, where I work now for the Defense, Department of Defense, I was looking for a way to give back, and I had a soldier friend who posted on Facebook that their car broke down, and the dealer was charging them $10,000 to need a new engine, and their daughter was battling Ewing sarcoma. So I reached out to a mechanic friend of mine to get a second opinion on it, and basically what happened was he bought the car and he fixed it for $250. And then he calls me back and says, Mike, I've read the story on this child. Oh, my God, I want to do a fundraiser. I'm like, I don't know anything about fundraising, right? So we put one together, long story short, and we did it in 3 weeks. And what we did was we raised $9,000. So that was really cool. And then what happened was they wanted to start bringing food to the families and the children on the hospital on Fridays. So I run around all the time and I talk a lot. So I was looking for local restaurants to give us food. So every Friday for about a year, we were taking food up and providing every Friday food for the children. That's where I started meeting the families. And I was like really getting involved with everything they're going through, you know, moms having to quit their jobs, $100,000 in debt, just their life blown away. So I felt I needed to do something. I grew up in Maryland, a Dundalk boy, and I wanted to give back to my community. So Gold in Fight was originally supposed to be a clothing line that I was looking at to do for to create a clothing line for cancer kids. But when it was approached to me and said, you should run a foundation and we want to help kids. I want to help kids and families financially, what they're going through. Gold in Fight was the obvious answer. See, a lot of folks know that pink is a color of breast cancer. Right. Not a lot of people know that gold is a color of childhood cancer. And, of course, it has its insets of different colors. But that's how we came up with Gold in Fight, because these kids go through rounds of chemo. They're in a fight of their life. And, you know, we just wanted to say we were in a ring with them fighting and we wanted to knock out childhood cancer. So it just came together that way.
It's amazing. Tell me, how has it been for the past 3 years?
It's been crazy.
I mean, talk me through how, when you first started to where you are now.
So as anything, when you start something new and you want to save the world, you know, you go out and I don't want to say balls to the wall, but you go out really hardcore and you want to save the world. And we quickly found out that we couldn't do that. And we had to, you know, one thing I will say was interesting about us is I know other foundations have taken a year or so to get their 501c3. We've got ours in 3 months.
Wow.
Which I thought was amazing. I was like, guys sitting there signing some paperwork, like you're buying that used car. And you say, oh my God, what am I doing? What am I doing? I don't know what I'm doing. And here we are. What helped us is the families. Because the families came around and supported us so quickly and became part of our foundation. I want to tell an interesting thing that happened, if I could. Our foundation started out with a core mission of just wanting to help financially, paying small bills, made electric bill, a car payment. But what happened was we had some companies reaching out to us. Like we had a salon that wanted to do a hair day for the moms. We wanted to, Baltimore Blast reached out to Goalie. You know, I love him to death. He wanted to reach out and do things.
I love him too.
Yeah, he's William's a great guy. So
Benzela.
Yes. So if you listen. No. So we had to find a way to get the information to the families quick. So Brian came up with an idea. Why don't we create a private families page that we can get the information to the families quickly? Well, what happened was the family started communicating. Mm-hmm. They joined this private page and they started doing lunch together. They started talking about what their kids going through. New families are coming on. So that became, now we became some sort of a support group for these families, I would say.
Wow.
Well, they became a support group for each other, I would say, more so than anything.
Yeah.
So that was really cool, because one thing we heard when we went to the hospital floor was, I just wish I had somebody to talk to. You know, I don't have anybody that I notice going through this, because a lot of these families are quarantined. Some of these families are in those rooms for 6 months, up to a year. So I think that kind of gave that outlet for folks to get together, and that's why we became so popular so quick.
Just unbelievable what you guys are doing. How does a family qualify for assistance, and what does that assistance look like?
So right now, the way we're working is all families that are Maryland and D.C. families or being treated in a Maryland hospital qualify. Also, as we know, we're made up of retired military, so all military is qualified. And it's very simple. You go to our website, goldenfight.org, and there's a little help button, and you push that. We wanted to make it very simple for folks to do. You basically put in your information and then what bill you'd like paid. And that's pretty much automatic. We really, you know, we do it once a year up to 2 years after treatment, because even though treatment's over, we know the bills don't go away. So we do that. And then there's an option where you can become part of the Golden Fight family. Now, if you say yes to that, that gets you on our private page that only the moms and dads and fighter, if they're old enough to be on it. It gets you a gold boxing glove necklace we give all of our kids to represent we're in the ring fighting with them. And it also gets you, like, to the medieval times. We can send a family once a month to medieval times. They're really cool letting us do that. So it gets you in those kind of special things that we get offered to be part of our families. And then we ask that you give us pictures and your child's story, because we want to spread awareness, too, of what's going on. I mean, like I said earlier, we have over 50 families just here in the Maryland area and the local Baltimore, D.C. area that are fighting.
And if you go to goldenfight.org, you have pictures of your fighters up there. You can go and click on that child on their picture, and you can hear all about what they're going through.
And that's not even all.
Each child has a different story. Each family has a different story.
They sure do. And, you know, that site doesn't have all of our fighters. We have folks. We're trying to keep that website active. But like I said, we do this part time. You know, so we're doing this on our spare time.
Right.
We all have full-time jobs and all. So trying to keep that website. Our Facebook is really the most popular because it's quick and you can get to it. Our website, you know, we're trying to keep that professional and streamlined. So we just got to find somebody that keeps running that for us. So that's, you know, it's difficult. But like I said, we have over 50, and we know every one of our fighters. We've met them. They come to our events. You know, we're very personal. We run up to the hospital. They may have forgot something. I go every other Friday. I'm off, and I try to run up to the hospital to visit families, and some of our team members do, too. You need anything, you know, whether it's a movie, whether it's I forgot my toothbrush, whether it's just I've sat in the hospitals and played video games with some of the kids. Things like that.
It's exhausting for these families.
It is.
It's exhausting.
Yeah, for the families, it's very exhausting. You got to remember, these kids are up there for a long time. I mean, they're going through treatment for years. And then they got their maintenance treatment that they go through.
Do you feel like the government and health insurance companies cover enough?
No.
That's
a given. No.
And this is why we need organizations like Golden
Fight. There are plenty of organizations out there that do for research, and I'm very happy about research and all. We're more focused on helping the immediate need of the families, because you're exactly right. I think our government needs less than 4% of funding goes towards childhood cancer research. You know, because they say childhood cancer is only 1%, it's very rare. Well, how do you have two children that sit next to each other in a classroom that have the same cancer? You tell me how that's rare. How do we have over 50-some kids in a 15, 20-mile radius that has cancer, but it's rare? I mean, it's getting more and more, and the more I get in this world, it's unbelievable to me. The government needs to step up. We need more than 4% to help these families. These families are suffering. You know,
yes.
We went to 10 funerals this past year, 10 of them, of children. That's the other thing, you know, I wanted to put out. No matter if we've helped you or not, if your child passes away, we automatically give $500 towards the funeral expense. That's an automatic, whether we've helped or not.
It's a big expense.
It's ridiculously big.
And
it's really
that's
big.
A lot
it's thousands
for a family
of dollars
to have to deal with. And there's
right.
just, even if there's that little comfort of a little cushion being thrown your way after such a traumatic experience.
Yeah, it's
whatever people can do.
Yeah, it's
how do people get involved if they want to join the Golden Fight?
That's a great question. I'm glad you asked, because we actually have three different sites. We have the families page. We have a regular Facebook page, but we also have a Facebook page that's called the volunteer page. So we don't have to keep going out and saying, hey, would you help do this? Would you help do this? The volunteer page is what that is for. You join the Golden Fight volunteer page. You can see when we have events, and you bring your talent to that event. You can type on there simply, hey, I'm a face painter. I could come out to your event and do face painting. Or what we're looking for, I do website design. You know, I can help you do that. So, yeah, go out and join that volunteer page, because while we need money to help folks, we also need volunteers who have that talent, like broadcasting and face painting and other things like that. We just want to get our name out there. We want to help as many families as we can. I think I said earlier to you, we want this foundation to be big. We want to open it up sooner or later up the 95 corridor and then spread out. We want Golden Fight we want to help a lot of families.
What area are you in right now?
So right now we're in all of Maryland, all D.C., And again, as I said, all military. And if you're being treated at Hopkins, but it's any of the, you know, cancer. If you're being treated in Maryland, then you are qualified.
All of the hospitals.
All of them. Yeah, we've been to Sinai. We've been to Hopkins. We've been to Washington. We do all the hospitals. If you're being treated there, reach out to us. It's as simple as going on our page and filling out the application.
Without talking about the big event coming up September 8th, because we're going to get into that after the break. But talk about a couple of the other events that you have throughout the year.
One of my favorite events is called our Family Day. It's called Gold Day on the Bay. Is that right? I get a tongue twister sometimes on that. But that's not a fundraiser, but it's one of my favorite events because it's just a day for our families to come out and get away from the cancer world for a minute. So at the North Point Yacht Club, we do this. This is our second year we did it, and they've already committed that we can do this every year with them. We bring our families out, and they just enjoy a day. We have food that's donated to us. We have a live band, Black Orchid Band, that comes out and plays for us. We have the Volunteer Fire Department, North Point Volunteer Fire Department. They bring their boat out, and they let the kids squirt. We have volunteers bring their boats out. We do so much, a dunk tank, you name it. But again, it's just a day for the kids to come out and hang out with us and the families and get away from it for a minute.
Tell us real quick about the kids' demeanor when they get to go. These days. It's
oh my God. I got to say, one of our families who lost their child, they were scared to come. And they wrote on our Facebook page was, we cried in the car, didn't want to get out of the car. But when I seen my daughter, the sibling, who was a lot of times forgotten in this, running and enjoying and loving it, they were so happy that they came. It took it away just for that little bit of time.
Crazy. Absolutely. Yeah. Just wonderful what you guys do, and there's so many words, but there's so many,
Well, we can't do it without folks like you, without volunteers, without people, we just need all the help we can get to do this.
Well,
I try to tell folks, it's great, these bigger corporations, but look, these are your friends, your families, your neighbors. These are local people right here in Maryland. Mm-hmm. We need to help them.
Yeah, we need to help the people that are here.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to take a short break. Maryland Viewpoints will continue after this.
As a small farm owner, you may believe a homeowner's insurance policy provides adequate coverage. But if you have a barn or outbuilding, farm equipment, or livestock, your policy may not be enough. Country Choice from Nationwide is designed to protect smaller farms like yours. Nationwide protects farms of all sizes, from small to very large. To learn more, visit nationwide.com/protectmyfarm. Products are underwritten by Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got 4 free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. 4 lines for just $100 a month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, 4 free LG. Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
4 free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost super reliable, super fast network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What? The smashing deal we got? 4 lines for $100 a month?
No. Between the 4 lines for $100 a month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But 4 free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer for new customers only. Ends 9/16/19. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 to 4 free. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. Mobile optimized data. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Welcome back to Maryland Viewpoints. I'm Meredith Marks. We've been chatting with Michael Griffith of Golden Fight, an organization that assists families who have a child with cancer. I want to start out with you, Mike. I want to talk about this big birthday bash that's happening on September 8th. It's your annual Golden Fight birthday bash, and it's an annual fundraiser. And you're going to be 3.
Yes, we're going to be 3 years old, September 8th.
Tell me all about it.
We're going to be 3 years old. So our birthday bash is really cool. It's our biggest fundraiser, what we have every year. You come out, it's down at the UAW Hall in Baltimore. Everybody knows their food. If you know their food, I mean, got all the shrimp, all the crab soup, all the pit beef. The food is amazing, I will tell you that. We have superheroes come out. We have princesses come out. We have the fire trucks come out, face painter. It's all indoors. We have a DJ. You name it, we have it all out there. But what's really cool is one of the things, our families don't pay to come. We bring all our families, and we do ask for, if you can't make it or if you're out of state and you want to help, you can help by sponsoring a family. It's about $100 to sponsor a family because our mom, our dad, and the fighter are free. And that money would go towards helping them coming and towards, obviously, the event, some parts of the event. But, yeah, you come as tickets are $45 a ticket, which is cheap. I've been to some that have been $50, $60, $70, and you're not going to get at them what you're going to get with us. And, again, the families that you're going to actually meet and be with, the people that you are supporting. You know, we bring them all up in the front, and we talk and things in the beginning. And then we just ask you, we encourage you to go mingle with the families and hear their story and just be with them. And you'll probably cry a couple of times.
Here's an interesting question. So my daughter, I was on your website last night, and my daughter was looking at all of the kids' pictures and reading the stories, and she's going to be 13 in October. And she looked at me and said, Mom, I just want to go and give each of them a hug.
Yes.
Sometimes that's a no-no, right? Because you want to do a fist bump or or a little elbow bump. I'm going to bring in Adriana, whose son is battling brain cancer for the fourth time.
Hello.
Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Tell me about that. Tell me about how sometimes you want the hug, but you don't want the hug.
Germs are everywhere.
Yep.
And when these kids go through their treatment, they get what's called neutropenic. So they don't have the cells in their body to fight off the germs. So a lot of times you don't want to touch them. You don't want to. Sometimes you only want to be in the same room.
And sometimes that can get scary because you don't want them to get even more sick.
And usually when they're that bad, they keep them in the hospital. So they're not out. They're not around everybody.
Right. Right. So think about that when you go to events like this. It's that you want to do good and you want to hug them, but maybe don't. Ask the moms and dads first.
Yep.
Yes, absolutely. Walk us through your story. Take us back to when your son was 12, right?
Yeah, he was 12. His name's Justin. He had headaches, really, really bad headaches. We couldn't figure out why. Nothing was helping with him. Well, we finally caved in and took him to the neurologist, and they did an MRI that day. They sent him down to the ER instead of waiting, and they found out that he had a mass on his brain. Wow. And within minutes, they had us in an ambulance and took us to Hopkins. And he was in for brain surgery the next morning.
Mm.
And then it was February 2nd of 2015. They came in, and they told me he had cancer.
And does the wind get knocked out of you as a mom? I mean, how do you?
I guess that's how you could describe it.
How do you handle that?
You don't. You just, there's no way to describe it. There's no way to handle it. You just, you got to suck it up and keep going.
What are those first days, weeks after that initial diagnosis like for a family with a child with cancer?
I think everybody's different. It all depends on how you handle everything. Me, myself, I have my moment, I cry, I let it all out, I hate everybody, I go through all the emotions, and then once I'm done sulking in my own sorrow, I'm like, okay, it's time to move on and do what we need to do next.
And so you got through that first phase of cancer, and then when did it return? When was the second time?
Oh, gosh. He had scans the day before Thanksgiving in 2016. And I told his doctor, don't call me. I don't want to know until after the holiday because I didn't want our holiday ruined. But I already knew. I had the feeling. I emailed him. I said, just call me and let me know because...
Is it that gut feeling that moms get?
Yes.
So,
and I had already knew. And he had emailed me back and said... We'll talk after the holiday. Enjoy. Wow. And I knew right then and there.
Wow. And then you got through round two.
Round two was by far the worst. He went to Children's National in D.C. They did an experimental trial, and things went downhill from there. He almost died.
Wow.
We had to fight to get him back to Hopkins, and Hopkins ultimately saved him. Wow. And we were told even then... Be prepared for the worst. Let's see what we can do. We're not making any promises.
And then round three came.
Round three came, and we were just like, oh, well, let's go. We were used to it by that point.
But it was easier than round two?
Yes, absolutely. Round two was just, it was the hardest. I mean, you went through all of that. We went through a year of pure torture. He got sick. We lost my mother, which is his grandmother, in the process of him going through his first initial battle. Wow. So not only were we going through everything with him, we had lost our rock. And then for him to get through it and beat it, that's the only time I've seen him cry, is when it came back the second time.
And now you're on to round four.
Yep.
When did this strike?
We found out 2 weeks ago.
Wow. So that's fresh.
Yeah.
Okay. And what are we looking at? What are we facing this time around?
Another trial. We are at the point with him that it's quality of life over anything.
Wow.
And we are running out of options. There's still a few things, but as you know, nothing's guaranteed.
And he's 17 now.
Yes.
Tell me about how Gold in Fight has helped your family personally.
Just being there. It's more than an organization to us. It's our family.
Wow.
We love these people. The families that are in the organization, they've helped us financially. They've helped us several different ways. We've went to sporting events with some of them. Just hanging out with them. I recently just got away with a few of them last weekend.
And you're talking about financial. Let's talk about the nitty gritty. You have to pay for parking every time you go to a hospital.
Yes.
The gas money to and from the hospital. The transportation. Sometimes people don't have transportation.
No, I know a family personally who doesn't have transportation back and forth, and they have to do an Uber and a Lyft.
Wow. So it just, all of those little things add up. Medicine. Hospital costs, surgeries, trials. What else do people not know that comes with having a child with cancer?
If you have more than one kid, your other kids are left out.
Wow.
When Justin was sick the first time around, I had to fight for my other kids because their father wasn't okay with the fact that I wasn't there and that I had to be with the one that was sick.
Yeah.
So it's a lot that is entailed with it all. It takes a big, huge toll on you, your family, everybody around you.
Let's talk about Justin for a second. You were telling me earlier that he is given gift cards and he doesn't use them on himself. He splurges on his siblings when he is gifted something.
Yep.
Which shows a lot about his character.
If he has anything, he'd give you the shirt off his back. He makes sure when the birthdays are there, he has something for the birthdays. Christmas, Mother's Day, my birthday, anything. If we have a bad week and we're struggling to get groceries, it's, here, Mom, I have $10.
Wow.
He's an old soul.
He sounds like a very special kid.
He is. He's amazing.
Wow. Well, this is a very special organization. I hope that people can get involved in Golden Fight. Again, the birthday bash is going to be on September 8th. And where is it going to be held?
It's at the UAW Hall in Baltimore on Old Ham Street.
And tickets are $45 for adults, $20 for children 10 and under.
Right.
You can get tickets or sponsor the event by contacting Angie at 410-236-0153 or emailing Angie at goldinfight.org. That's A-N-G-I.
Right. Or just go to our Facebook page and you can do right through our Facebook or our website. You can do that too.
Goldinfight.org and our Facebook page is Gold
Like I said,
in
Facebook
Fight.
Is the best way to get all of us. That's the most active thing. And there's a little red or blue donate button right there. And you do it. And once you put it in there, write for birthday bash. Excuse me. Give a call to Angie or call myself or email us through the Facebook and we will take care of you. We deliver.
And even though they need donations, they also need services, like Michael was saying, you know, about if you have something that you can offer to these families and maybe make a child's life a little bit better. And
looking for sponsorship, too. Those companies out there that want to sponsor. We have levels of sponsorship. Contact us, because the more we can pay for the event, the less it comes out of our pocket, the more it goes to the family. Because I do want to say again, everything we do is volunteer. We take no money. Last year, less than 2.4% went to any admin costs of what we raised because we had to pay our tax lawyer and a storage shed. But other than that, everything goes towards this fight. We take nothing.
That's awesome. Get in the ring. Fight for Families. KO Childhood Cancer. GoldInFight.org. Thank you so much. to everyone from Golden Fight for joining us today.
Thank you.
This is Maryland Viewpoints, a presentation of the Maryland News Network, heard on radio stations across Maryland. The views expressed in this program are not necessarily the views of radio station ownership, management, or advertisers. Join me again next time for Maryland Viewpoints. I'm Meredith Marks.